Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. I hope all is well. I wanted to talk today a little bit about the Parsha and to talk about Pinchas, about what he did, and the fact that it brought shalom, the fact that it brought peace to him and to Klal Yisrael in a very ironic way, and the fact that he did a maisa, he did an act, which was the opposite of peace. It was killing someone, killing two people, and that brought out peace and the opposite of death. It brought out the stopping of a plague of the Magefa for Klal Yisrael. And the thought that I had, just to share, it's actually the first year I think I had this Ha'ara. I didn't see it anywhere, but I'm sure the Mefarshim talk about this. And the reason I want to talk about this today is as we've been working on our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we've been working on our Midos to prepare ourselves for Tisha B'Av, to prepare ourselves for the Geula, Emir Teshem, as every day to think about something we can do when it comes to our relationships with other people. And what hit me to better them and to strengthen our Midos and be aware of our midas, what we have to work on, how we can be more sensitive to other people. And this was my thought that I had. This was the thought that I had that I want to share with everyone. And that is that I think a lot of times, and we've spoken about this, that we live in other people's business. And I think that's the biggest problem I think that we face in relationships, which is I have to control the other person. I have to control Hashem. I have to control the outcome. And I think that one of the most important things that we can try and work on to have better relationships are those boundaries of recognizing what is it that I am responsible to do, what is it that I have to do, and how that person responds is really out of my control. The more I think a person really accepts that, and a person realizes that I have to do what I have to do, and to really ask oneself, am I doing what it is that I need to do? Am I waking up when I need to be waking up? Am I putting forth the responsibilities of my day that I have to do during my day? Am I being nice to my parents? Am I being nice to my spouse? Am I being nice to my children, to whoever it might be? Am I doing what is right on my end without trying to control the outcome, without controlling the other person? And when I say control, without, and it's, I think it's very hard, because the natural thing is if I'm nice to someone or I want to be people-pleasing, which we all have parts of us that have the people-pleasing part, and one of the reasons is that I want people to like me. It's very natural to want people to like me. But the difference is when I get out of control, when I'm trying to control people to like me, I'm trying to control the situation, that's very, very different than I'm doing what I need to do, and the results will be whatever the results are. Because sometimes you could be actually very nice to someone and they end up not being nice back to you. And sometimes you could be not nice to someone and they could be nice back to you. When I say not nice, for example, Pinchas went ahead and did something that seemingly was, and just to be clear, remember, it wasn't clear whether Pinchas should do it wasn't clear if that was the right thing for him to do, right? Because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu would have done it. Otherwise, it would have been very, the whole question was it right what he did? So there was a suffix. It wasn't so simple. But at the end of the day, Pinchas did what Pinchas had to do. And what came as a result? Shalom. That to me is a tremendous chizik. Why? Because I think one of the reasons that shalom came, that peace came, was because Pinchas wasn't looking, right? It says hakanoi, right? Pinchas is a zealot. He's strong. He's not, right? People think like, oh, what is peace? Right, peace is, you know, nowadays with liberalism and peace activists, we love everyone, right? A lot of the right neighborhoods, the kibbutzim, Hashem Yirachem, that were massacred, were a lot of people who said, yeah, we're going to have peace with the Arabs. What happened to your peace? Because that's not what peace is. It's not, people think peacefulness is that I'm agreeing with everyone and everyone's right and everything's the same. No. What achdus and what getting along with people means I have my opinion, I have my shita, and you have your opinion and your shita, and we might totally be on opposite sides of the spectrum. I'm going to hold strong to me, and you're going to hold strong to you, but we respect each other, and I give you the respect, and there's a mutual respect because I'm doing me and you're doing you. I think what gets complicated with people is that when I'm trying to control the other person and then I'm doing what I got to do and I'm hoping that you'll therefore do, as I say many, many, many times, and I hope you'll do what I'm doing. I've said this many times, your friends are not the people who agree with you. That doesn't mean that it's your friend. It means that you want someone to agree with you. You want someone to make you feel good about your opinion, as opposed to saying, I'm going to do something that might, I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I know one thing, I'm doing what I need to be doing, and I'm doing what I feel is right. Okay, we want to check ourselves and to make sure that we're thinking straight, that of course, you need people to give you feedback on yourself of what you think you're doing right. But the second you do what you feel that you're doing right, the rest is up to Hashem to give the Shefa. The rest is up to the other person to how they're going to respond. And I think what we can learn from Pinchas is we can learn to have that sort of strength within ourselves to say, to look at ourselves in the mirror and to look within ourselves and to say, I am doing what's right. It might be hard. Sometimes to discipline your children is very hard. Sometimes it's very hard to say no to somebody. But sometimes that gevura creates the greatest love and the greatest ahava. Sometimes the ahava can create sinna and can create negative things. Sometimes it's very difficult to know what the outcome. The Mesil Sharm says this in Mishkal Achsidus. He says sometimes you have to go all after the tolda, after the results, the ramifications of what's going to be there. Those ramifications could be 5 years from now. You don't know, right? That's the pasuk. Chanochel nar al pi darko ki kam ki yazkin lo yasur menu. You're machanach a person according to the way for their future, not for right now. Not for right now. Sometimes a person can do something now that seemingly looks bad, but eventually it's good. Sometimes a person could do something that seemingly is good now, and eventually it'll be bad, and we don't know. That's Mishkal Achsidus. It's a very late perek. I think it's the 20th or 21st perek in the Mesil Zisharm. It's very late on. You have to be on a high level. I think Pinchas teaches us, just to finish off with this, I think Pinchas teaches us not to be result-oriented, but to be action-oriented. And that we hope and pray that our actions, even if right now they don't seem to be bearing the fruits that we want them to bear, but if it's the right action, that's the right thing to do, eventually it will. Eventually it will. You might not see those fruits right now. It happens to be that Pinchas saw it right away. But the truth is, it's interesting because even by Pinchas, it says that Shelchag, it'll be your Kayam. It's Kayam. It's you. He created Kuhuna generation after generation, forever and ever and ever, from one action. Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha to be able to create that boundary and to say, am I doing what's right? I'm not speaking lashon hara. I'm not, giving into my desires. I'm doing the actions that I got to be doing. I'm trying to don kafskos. And as I say all the time, I'm learning. I said that to someone today. I saw a very, very chush of a person who was asking me about a shaila in lashon hara, about a shidduch and this. Really intricate question that I respect very much. And I told the person, and I'm telling this to everyone over here as well, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I learn Hilchos Lashon Hara at least 4 or 5 times a day. I have, every time I eat something or drink something, I try and learn halacha. Why? I know the halacha is pretty well, Bli Ayin Hara, because I believe and I know that that's the action that I need to do. And I've seen the Siyata Deshmaya that I get protected where I don't say something or someone's going to say something and I'm able to change the conversation. And I told this person the same exact thing. Don't worry about not speaking Lashon Hara. I've said this many times. Don't focus on not speaking Lashon Hara. I know that sounds like strange to say. Don't focus on that. Focus on learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara, and you will be protected. Focus on doing what you got to do, and you will be protected. It will work out. We live in an instant gratification generation, so we want to see the results right now. But the results could come 5 years from now, 10 years from now. They could come 20 years from now. They can come in Olam Haba, I don't know. But did I do what I'm supposed to do? And if I can answer yes, then you're good to go. We should be zocha to only have shalom. We should be zocha to know what we have to do and what's right for us to do and what we want to do. And the erlich and the proper thing, bein adam lechaveiro, in our relationships, and Hashem should help us not to control the outcomes of other people and other situations. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful first day of the rest of your life.